So I wanted to call my talk Turning Towards, and I want to tell you a bit about what made me come along to the Buddhist Center to start that meditation class that Hannah was supporting and Sagar Gosha was leading, and how my life has changed since then in a way that makes me want to keep practicing. As Hannah said, I work as a plant scientist doing research, and I've been doing that for about 9 years. And at the beginning, I was just really, really focused on that, and that was kind of driving me forwards and giving me some sort of purpose in my life. But about 3 years ago, I think I had what might be, you might call, an existential crisis, because I realized that I kind of had everything in my life that I thought I wanted before, I thought that I needed to be happy. Like, I had a really wonderful relationship with my partner, Hugo, and I had a better job than I thought that I would ever be able to get in terms of status, I suppose. And yeah, I lived in a really nice place and had really nice friends, but somehow I just felt like there was a lack of purpose and meaning in my life. And this was really disturbing me. Like, I thought about it all the time, and I thought that maybe I needed to, like, quit my job and do something that involved working with people more directly, because I had this sense that I wanted to do something to be a positive influence on the world and help people, but I didn't really know what that should be. And part of me thought maybe I should be a teacher, maybe I should go and work with people more directly, but then that didn't seem like quite the right thing to do, so I wasn't really sure. And yeah, I remember that I kind of had this idea that there must be somehow like this bigger picture that I could relate my life to, but I just couldn't see like exactly how to link up with that. And I think I'd known for a while that Buddhism might help me with that. And so that's why I started coming to the Buddhist Center, I think. And I also wanted to have a regular meditation practice when I first came along, because I'd already learnt to meditate a bit from a book a few years before that. So I was really convinced that it was going to be beneficial for my life. But I needed help to put it into practice, I suppose. Yeah. So yeah, I started coming to meditation classes here and learning about Buddhism. And I think that one of the first things that I noticed that happened to me, and one of the things that's been the most important to me since then, is that through this practice, I kind of became more, I kind of turned towards connection with other people and with myself. Yeah, I just started to feel a lot more present in my everyday experience and more aware of the people around me. And I think, like, I remember, like, learning about the precepts and thinking, like, oh, this is really amazing. Like, I can try this out at work. And so I was kind of going to work and having the precepts of, like, loving kindness and open-handed generosity in my mind. And yeah, I remember just being much more aware of the people around me. And at one point, I decided to stop listening to music when I was at work. Well, to stop using headphones, because my work as a scientist is actually really repetitive, and I do a lot of work just sowing out loads of seeds. And I used to use headphones to listen to talks and music to keep me entertained while doing this. But I remember, like, listening to one of Sangharakshita's talks where he said it's really good to have time in silence. So I thought, right, I'm going to just use this time to take my headphones off, and I'll try it for a couple of weeks and see what happens. And then I just found myself, like, having conversations that I wouldn't have expected with people around me. So I remember talking to one guy that I'd kind of written off, and I thought, I'm never going to feel very connected to him. And then we just kind of spontaneously had this really kind of like sincere and like heartfelt communication at work. And then I thought, like, yeah, I thought, wow, like, I was looking for this kind of meaning in my life, and I thought that I needed to quit my job, but I just needed to take my headphones off. So, like, really, I think it was obviously a lot more than taking my headphones off, right? And I think I started to see that, yeah, I started to understand this kind of, like, interconnectedness and how my state of mind was becoming more positive and outward-looking and kind, I think. And this, I think I just saw how that was, like, having a positive influence on the people around me. So that was, yeah, really amazing. And I guess that... I think also I've just become much more, well, I tend to be quite a shy person, but I think, like, through these experiences, I've really seen that, well, I've really become more confident that I can connect with people, and that just changes how my everyday experience in the world is. Like, just going around on public transport or something, I don't feel as isolated. I feel, like, kind of in relationship to the people around me more, yeah. And I think that's only possible because I'm becoming much more connected with myself. And I think I've made quite a few changes in my life, like working less and going part-time, that have allowed me to have the kind of, like, stillness and, like, a bit more simpleness in my life that lets me be more connected to myself. And I wanted to say as well that I think that was me making those changes in my life was really supported by the Young Buddhist Nights, because I remember having a discussion about not wanting to keep getting, like, climbing the career ladder and wanting to go part-time. And when I talked with my colleagues at work about it, they just looked at me like I was crazy. But when I talked at the Young Buddhist Night, I just remember, like, Hannah reflecting back what I'd said and just, like, really hearing what I'd said. And it just gave me so much confidence to actually, like, go and do it, which was a huge thing. Like, that's really different to how I'd lived my life before. So, yeah. So the second thing that I feel like I've turned towards, as well as turning towards connection, is truth. Because, like, I think I'm a scientist because I've always been motivated to try and get some clarity and, like, see how things really are. And I think I've always been open to the possibility that that can come from more than from somewhere outside of science, because I've been interested in philosophy for a long time as well. But one of the first things that I really liked when I started learning about Buddhism was that the description of conditioned existence seems to be really true from a scientific point of view, so that everything is impermanent and is flux and a process. Because I remember learning about that in my biology degree, that our bodies and plants are just a constant flux of matter and energy. And that was really one of my favourite things that I learned about in my degree, because I just thought, oh, that's such a kind of counterintuitive way of seeing things, but then it's really beautiful and it really kind of makes sense. But I guess through Buddhism, I'm seeing that that doesn't just apply to my body, right? It's also, like, my mind and my experience of the world and everything around me in the world. And in a way, that's really scary because everything is slipping away all the time and I want to hold it fixed. But I think, because this kind of, like, search for truth and seeing the truth is really important to me, I don't really feel like it would be easy for me to turn away from this now. So that's a bit scary, in a way, that I have to live my life seeing that. But I think the great thing about Buddhism and the Dharma is that it tells us how we can live our lives a bit more in line with reality. So I feel quite motivated to do that. It feels quite important to me to try to do that. So, yeah, finally, the last thing that I think I'm turning towards more is suffering and difficulty. I think I'm starting to be able to turn towards them a little bit more and becoming more confident that this is a helpful way to live. Because before I started coming to the Buddhist Centre, I was really busy all the time because I was trying to avert disaster in my life. So I took on like a million different things at work. Well, not a million, a few. Many things at work, because I really didn't want to lose my job, and I wanted to be prepared to get another job if that happened. And yeah, I was just worried about fulfilling responsibilities and duties to other people so as not to let them down. But really, that was because I didn't know how to deal with difficulty, because I couldn't cope with it, so I had to try to stop it from happening. But I guess in the act of trying to stop things happening, that was what was causing me suffering, because that was kind of like this aversion to difficulty that was making me suffer. And I also didn't really know how to respond to other people's suffering or problems. And I guess my tendency is to feel really horrified when other people have problems and just want to jump in and fix them. But now I realise that this is a bit like saying to the person, yeah, you're right, that thing is horrendous and unbearable and we just need to quickly change it. And that isn't very helpful, I think, to people. It's not going to help them come up with a great solution to things. So, yeah, I guess one of my favourite images in Buddhism is that of the Buddha, like on the night of his enlightenment, facing his fears and difficulty and being able to sit with them calmly and then see them be transformed into something beautiful. And kind of surprisingly, I feel like I can start to do that a little bit, that I can start to hold suffering a bit more. And I think that that's largely present because of the other things that I was talking about, like now feeling more connected with the people around me and the world around me just makes me feel really supported. And so I feel like I can hold the difficulty and the kind of love and support that's around me that I just didn't notice as much before. So that lets me have, I think, a bit more, sometimes, a bit more equanimity about things, and I don't feel like I need to rush in straight away and try to stop things getting worse or bad. And this is, I think, like being a bit more confident that I can be, that I can turn towards problems is helping me to be more helpful to other people as well. Like recently, my dad's been really poorly and he had to go into hospital, and I went to see my family, and it was only a few weeks ago actually, and this is obviously really stressful for my family, and my mom had so many different things to do. And I remember, like, I was in the car with my mom and she was obviously like really anxious, and I could feel myself, like I could feel like the anxiety just rising up in me. And I just thought, like, I can either let myself be anxious and just kind of amplify the situation and make it worse, or I can try to stay a bit grounded and calm. And I think I managed to do the latter by really prioritizing, like, even though there were loads of practical things to do, like I did really prioritize like taking time to meditate and go for walks. And I think that this led me to have a really nice time. Like, I really managed to feel like I had really nice conversations with my dad, who was ill, that weren't stressful. And I don't think I would have been able to do that in that situation if I hadn't, yeah, been practicing Buddhism. Yeah. So, yeah, now I just feel a bit less scared about life and a bit less like I need to avert disaster all the time, because I know that I can't really avert it because it will come anyway, right? And that I'm a bit more confident that I'll know what I need to try to do when it does. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And I really feel like my confidence in being able to do this is being influenced by my interactions with people in the Sangha and my friends, who just give me so much encouragement. And yeah, they seem to really believe in me, so that helps me a lot. Yeah. So at the moment, I feel like quite a big fraction of me is a Buddhist, because through the Buddhist practices, I feel like I can turn more towards life. And when I do that, by seeing this like bigger connection and truth and turning towards suffering, I feel like what arises is like a feeling of meaning and beauty in my life. And that feels really good for me, and I think it's good for the people around me as well. Yeah. Mm. So thanks a lot for listening.